Go to him, Dolabella. Bid him yield. Being so frustrate, tell him he mocks the pauses that he makes.
Caesar, I shall.
Wherefore is that? What if thou that durst thus appear to us? I'm called Decetus. Mark Antony I served, who best was worthy, best to be served. Whilst he stood up and spoke, he was my master, and I wore my life to spend upon his haters. If thou please to take me to thee, as I was to him, I'll be to Caesar. If thou pleasest not, I yield thee up my life.
What is thus best?
I say, O Caesar, Antony is dead.
Breaking of so great a thing, you should make a greater crack. Around the world, you shook lions in the civil streets, citizens to their den. Death of Antony is not a single doom, and a name there moiety of the world.
He is dead, Caesar. And not by a public minister of justice, nor by a hired knife, but that self hand which writ his honour in the acts it did, after the courage which the heart did lend it, splitted the heart. This is his sword, I robbed his wound of it. Behold it stained with his most noble blood.
Look you sad, friends. The gods rebuke me, but it is tidings to wash the eyes of kings.
And strange it is that nature must compel us to lament our most persistent deeds.
His taints and honors waged equal with him.
The rarer spirit never did steer humanity. But you gods will give us some faults to make us men. Caesar is touched.
With such a spacious mirror set before him, he needs to see himself.
Oh, Antony. I have followed thee to this. Are we to lance diseases in our bodies? I must perforce have shown to thee such a declining day. Or looked on mine. We could not stall together in the whole world. But yet let me lament. Tears as solid as the blood of heart. And thou, my brother, my competitor on top of all design, my mate in empire, friendly companion on the front of war, the arm of thine own body, and the heart where mine his thoughts did kiss. Thou stars, unreconcilable, should divide our equalness to this.
Hear me, good friends. I'll tell you some meter season. The business of this man looks out of him. We'll hear him what he says.
Whence are you? A poor Egyptian, yet. The queen, my mistress, confined in all she has, a monument, of thy intense desire's instruction, that she preparedly may frame herself to the way she's forced to.
Bid her have good heart. She soon shall know of us, by some of ours, how honorable and how kindly we determine for her. For Caesar cannot learn to be ungentle.
So, the gods preserve thee.
Come hither, Phocylaus. Go and say, we purpose her no shame. Give her what comforts the quality of her passion shall require, lest in her greatness by some mortal stroke she do defeat us. For her life in Rome would be eternal in our triumph. Go, with her speediest bring us what she says. How you find upon?
Caesar, I shall.
Where's Dolabella, the second Pocylaeus?
Dolabella?
Let him alone. For now I remember how he's employed. He shall in time be ready. Go with me to my tent, for you shall see how hardly I was drawn into this war. How calm and gentle I proceeded still. With all my writings. Go with me. See what I can show you.